Joni Ernst slams Biden push for U.S. military all-electric vehicles, you don't fight a war that way. By Simon Kent on April 30, 2023. Senator Joni Ernst, Republican Iowa, on Sunday renewed her attack on the Biden administration and its recently announced plans requiring the U.S. military to move to an all-electric vehicle fleet by 2030. Ernst has been a staunch critic of the White House push for electric vehicles, EVs, which she says require lithium and cobalt, which are often mined and processed with slave labor in China or child labor in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Last year, the combat veteran and retired Iowa National Guard colonel succeeded in including a provision in the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act prohibiting EV component sourcing from any entity that uses child or slave labor. On Sunday, she returned to the topic. You don't fight a war that way, Ernst told radio talk show host John Katsimatidis on WABC 770 AM's Katz Roundtable, as reported by The Hill. This administration has taken it to the extremes with this climate agenda, she continued. We are not focusing on the lethality of our American military. Instead, they are focusing on green energy and climate change. This is not how we project power around the world. Watch. Biden boasts U.S. auto companies will be all-electric in 2035. Ernst challenged Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm about whether she supported moving the military to EVs by 2030 at an Armed Services Committee earlier this week, as Breitbart News reported. Ernst pointed out the ludicrous move would enrich China because we know that most of the parts, it's all owned, controlled by China. We don't have those capabilities here in the United States, she added. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.